First off, I want to give some background to the title of this Youth Sunday, Glow. This inspiration came from a quote I found a few months after returning from Haiti, and that said, "It's okay to be a glow stick. Sometimes we have to break before we can shine." That trip to Haiti was the first time ever that I'd been so broken down that there was no way I could hide my emotions. Like most people my age, I had struggled with depression and anxiety from the usual stresses of school, friends, and finding a happy medium between the things which I did. Or at least that's what I told people. In reality, I had been struggling for years with my past and other issues, but never vocalized it. Because in my mind, my feelings and my thoughts were not validated. I hid all of my emotions behind a smile, and it worked way too well. That all changed with Haiti. On that trip, I experienced emotions I had never felt yet, and ones that were impossible to hide behind friendliness and smiles. As many of you know, we lost one of our precious youth, a peer of mine, to a very serious health condition. I will never forget the sounds, the feeling in the air and atmosphere, and the heaviness of the air and that 115-degree heat in that moment. I remember after they took Alexa to the hospital, having to wait for what felt like forever, then seeing them come back without her. When Bob started to talk, I knew what had happened, but I kept thinking I was not going to cry because I had to stay strong for those who were already crying. But then the tears started to pour down my face, and I felt an indescribable pain all over. I cried harder than I'd ever cried before, and everyone knew it. I remember Pastor Keith hugging me as I sobbed uncontrollably against his shirt. But those tears were not only for Alexa. There was this surge of bottled up emotions which came flowing as though the mental dam in my mind, which only let certain emotions float through, had been completely demolished. When we returned home, I felt like a complete outsider from a different world. I remember Bob, Mary Beth, and Kate Thomas had watched Chloe while we were gone, and we got her the day after we got back. We went home pretty much silently, and Mom and Dad went upstairs, and I sat in my loft in my room and stared at the ceiling for hours until I fell asleep. I fell into the darkest time in my life in that moment. I started listening to depressing, angry music and became even more closed and distant than ever before. I was in a really bad place. About a month after that, I'd opened my Bible for the first time and found this note that was from a camp counselor when I went to church camp in fifth grade. And it had written on it, Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. And as my friend Kendall had read, this verse says, "Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and know my thoughts. See whether I'm on an evil path, then lead me on the everlasting path." I realized in that moment what I had been doing. I strayed so far away from who I was as a person and had become dependent on negativity and sadness to support me when I thought I had nowhere else to go. I started becoming more involved in SWAT instead of just coming up, showing up and being quiet. And with time, I started becoming my old self again, but was still struggling with how to deal with my emotions in a healthy way. A couple months after that, I stumbled across the quote which I mentioned in the beginning. And in that moment, it dawned on me that my emotions actually were okay, and they built me up to be who I am as an individual today. We all have been broken down. We all have our external and internal battles. But with faith, support, and trust, we can take that brokenness and shine brighter than ever before. Inspiration comes in many different forms. I was talking to my friend earlier who read the scripture verse for me, and she reminded me of something that Bob would always say. "You never know when somebody will go, so appreciate them now while they're still here." Inspiration comes in many different forms. It only takes one person sharing their story or even showing a loving, helping hand to change the life of somebody else. Amen.